Okay, today's daf is Nedarim, daf Mem Gimel. Today's daf is sponsored by Refuah Shleima Malka Golda Bas Udel B'Tok Shar Kol Yisrael. We wish her a Refuah Shleima, one of our listeners' families, and she should have a Refuah and Yeshuos B'mheira. Let's now go. We're going to be start on Mem Beis Mabeis from the Mishnah. And just one or two other points from before the Mishnah. Yesterday's daf discussed the inyanim of Shemitah as they relate to Mudr Hana. We spoke about the difference between somebody's Mudr Hana from someone before the Shemitah year, during the Shemitah year, do you say that you can ask for something now, even for a time when it will be out of my Rishus? Whether we say Adam Osadavashib Rishusa, Lishiyatsim Rishusa, we said maybe that's a Machlokas. Between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish and Rav and Shmuel, that we said maybe it's not a machlokas, maybe everybody agrees, and we had that discussion. We spoke about the lumdis, how that could be, how you could ask for something if you hold ein adam oser davar sheina shalo or sheina brishuscha. How could one do that if it is in one's rishus and then it goes to one's not in one's rishus? And then spoke about Shemitah in general. What is the status of the fruit of Shemitah, the trees of Shemitah, the land? The last couple of lines, the Gemara said, explaining the Mishnah, why can't I go into my friend's field? If it's a b'shvias, ein yori l'toch sadeu, why can't I? I can only take from the notos, the overhanging outside fruit, and not from the land. The Gemara's lashon was aranami afkarei, or the lashon of the gears of the Ran, rachmana, right, which sounds like the Mabit, the Maharit, used that to show that Hashem makes it hefker. So that's why Ula said, either it's you have a choice, or Shemuel Yochum said, gzeira, you might be mashe ba'amida. So a lot to talk about by Shemitah, just two inyanim. The Be'er Yosef, in the beginning of Parshas Bahar, discusses the gablus of Shemitah. Quotes the Medrash that many people discuss during Shemitah Shiurim, the Medrash, the beginning of Vayikra. Rabbi Tanchum bar Chaniloi Pasach. Baruch Hu Hashem Malachav Giborei Koach Osei Dvaro Lishma B'Kol Dvaro. The Medrash says that this pasuk, which discusses the Giborei Koach, the strong of spirit, those who follow God's word, Bamei Akasim Medaber. What is the pasuk talking about? In Bel Yonim Akasim Medaber. If it's talking about the Malachim, V'Lo Kfar Nemar Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Tzva'av. It already says that earlier. Ha'enu Medaber Ela B'Tachtonim. It must be talking about humans, Tachtonim. El Yonim al Yedei Shein Yecholon La'amod B'Tafkidu Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Abol Tachtonim al Yedei Shein Am Yecholon La'amod B'Tafkidu Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'kach Nere Baruch Hu Hashem Malachav Lo Kam Malachav. The pasuk gives one pshat. The second one is important for us. Gibori Koach B'Me'achas Medaber Amar Ab Yitzchak B'Shomrei Shvius HaKas Medaber. The pasuk that talks about those who are strong of spirit, Gibori Koach, those are talking about the ones who keep Shemitah. Binoik Sheba Ola Madam Oseh Mitzvah L'Yom Echad L'Shabbos Achas L'Chodesh Echad. How long does a mitzvah take? A minute? 10 minutes? Right? A day? Shabbos is a day. A week? Maybe Shabbos is a week. Zachros Yom Shabbos L'Kachu is every week. L'Chodesh Echad, a month? How long do we do a mitzvah for? Shemol L'Shar Yemos Hashana V'Dein Chamei Chaklaya Bayra. These Chaklam, these farmers, Karabia, these people take care of their vineyards. What do? They do a mitzvah for a year. Unbelievable, an entire year. They give Shomer Shvias Veros Adeo V'Karmo Bar V'Reik V'Yavar Nona V'Shasik. Right? They are able to control themselves and follow the mitzvah satorah. Yesh lecha gibar gadol mizeh. If is there any greater gibar in the world that does a mitzvah for a whole year? Imagine not getting a paycheck for an entire year and just trying to have that bitachon. That, says the Be'er Yosef, is an example of a gibore koach. And then the Medrash connects this pasuk that's related to in Yoni Shemitah to Nasav and Ishma. Because if you look closely at the pasuk that the Medrash is expanding upon, the pasuk says, Giborei Koach Osei Dvaro Lishmo Abakol Dvaro. What did that sound like? Osei Dvaro Lishmo Abakol Dvaro. Nasav Vinishma. So the Medrash itself connects it to those to that pasuk. Yisrael Shamdu Lefnei Har Sinai Shahkdimu Asiya Lishmiya V'Yomer Kolash Adibur Hashem Nasav Vidishma. That's the Medrash at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. The question that Be'er Yosef deals with is Ma Kesher? What's the connection between Shemitah and Nasav Vidishma? Okay, the words that the Medrash connects in the Navi is to the concept of Shemitah, and the same kind of Lashon you have by Nasa v'Nishma. So what's the connection? So now the Bar Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Misalan, takes over. Shekiyah mitzvah ha-Shemitah hi kashe ma'od la'adam. Shemitah is a very difficult mitzvah, very challenging. V'tzarech lazeh gevura yisera. Until the Medrash even connects this to, calls them strong of spirit, Gibore Kawach. Imkain, what's the connection between Har Sinai and Shemitah? Says the Bar Yosef, the only way to fulfill the mitzvahs of Shemitah is if I still have the Har Sinai attitude, if I still have the clarity of vision that we had at Har Sinai. Right? The Pasuk says that actually, the Gemara expands on the Pasuk. The Gemara in Shabbos, that at Har Sinai, when the Nachash convinced Chava and gave to Adam as well, there was a certain type of spiritual impurity. There was Zuhama that entered into us. B'shosh Shabba Nachash al Chava hitel ba'Zuhama, and it didn't leave until Har Sinai. At Har Sinai, the Zuhama, the spiritual impurity, was cleansed. And at that moment, we returned to, in the language of the Ramban, to Adam and Chava l'fnei achet. Then we blew it again by the Egel, just a couple weeks later, which is in Yana Diyoma, Shavasa Batamus. So says the Bar Yosef, that moment of Har Sinai, what does it mean that we had Nifsak Zuhama? It means that we had a clarity of vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We understood that there's nothing else in the world for us to do except to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it was clear to us, and it was easy for us. Again, it didn't last that long. Tina Kaborech Mimesa Sefer, right? We discussed a couple of weeks ago. But that's what Har Sinai was. The only way to fulfill in Yoni Shemitah and the challenges of Shemitah, of accepting not to get a paycheck for a year, says that needs a Har Sinai attitude. If somebody is able to fulfill Shemitah, so then that's showing that they still have Har Sinai with them. That's why the Pasuk, the Medrash, relates the mitzvahs of Shemitah to Har Sinai in the beginning of Ayikra, and whether it is, according to the Achronim, whether I have to be mafkarit or Kadosh Baruch Hu is mafkarit, and I just have to follow his lead, as we discussed in the previous year. So either way, that is an unbelievable challenge. That is the Bar Yosef relating to Inyani Shemitah. Just one final point relating to Inyani Shemitah, and that is relating, I just mentioned it to B'derech Remez last week, the issue of Heter Mechira. The issue of Heter Mechira obviously is a major discussion in Halacha. Besides a political discussion, it's a halachic discussion. So we'll focus on the halachic part of it. Three major assumptions, if one believes in the Heter Mechira, are related to the Mahus of Shemitah itself. Number one, the first two are not so controversial. Most assume that way. Number one, Shvius Bezman Hazeh is Durabanan. That Shemitah in our day is Durabanan. Can it ever change? What if Rov Am Yisrael come back to Eretz Yisrael? That's a discussion in the Achronim. But we assume, like Rebbe Shita, that Shemitah Bezman Hazeh is Durabanan. The Gemara in Arachid, Daf Lamed Bey, says once the Shvatim left, even before most of Klal Yisrael, once the 2.5 Shvatim left and went into Galus, so then already it was Durabanan because we didn't have Kol Yoshvei Aleha. Might be Rov Yoshvei Aleha, Kol Yoshvei Aleha, whatever that means, how many Jews are needed, but we weren't in our place where each Shevet is supposed to be. That's why many poskim say even if the majority of Jews come back to Eretz Yisrael, until Moshiach comes, it's not going to happen. It's not going to be Daraisa, because we not only have to be in Eretz Yisrael, we have to be in the proper positions, the proper areas where the Shvatim is supposed to be. That is number one, Shvitim is Banazed Rabbanon. The second assumption is Yesh Kinyan Lagoy Lafkia Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. If a non-Jew owns land in Eretz Yisrael, does that uproot the Kedusha regarding the mitzvahs of Shemitah? So the assumption is, if I sell a piece of land to a non-Jew, so it loses its Kedusha. If it doesn't lose its Kedusha, so then it didn't help. Still has its Kedusha, and the Yisurim still are there. So that is another. That's a Machlokas HaMorayim. And again, discussed on the in this sugya. And the third is putting these two together, even if you want to say Ein, but what about in a time when Shvius is Durabanan? Yesh Kenyan Lafkia at a time when Shvius is Durabanan. Can those two go together? So those are the three major discussions regarding Heter Mechira, the ones that assume that it could work. The problem is Bizban HaZeh, the ones that are against, bring up other issues as well. The main issue that is brought up is the Isser of Osachanim, the Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf, which discuss, is it an Isser to sell? Forget Inyani Shemitah. What about regarding the Isser of The generalists are of giving a chanaya bekarka to a non-Jew, giving him a foothold in Eretz Yisrael, which the Gemara Darshan is one of three halachas learned out from the Isra of Lo Sochanim, from that pasuk. The Nitziv was a forceful force regarding this Isra. He felt that this was a major problem, and his language was, we're running away from a wolf, and we're running into the hands of the lion. Running away from an Isra, Shvius, Bizbanazed, Rabbanan, and we're going into a lion, which is Lo Sochanim Da'araisa. Other achronim, the Yeshua Smalko, felt no. The whole Isra of Lo Sochanim is giving a foothold to the non-Jews in Eretz Yisrael. If not giving it to them gives them even a more of a foothold, and giving it to them helps the economy of Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, then just the opposite applies, right? The Isra of giving them a foothold would be not doing that. Again, this is a Leibedik sugya that is discussed among other issues in the sugya of Heta Mechira, but. Part of it has to do with the issue of Hefker in Shemitah, which was discussed on yesterday's daf. Okay, let's continue now with the Mishnah. Again, Membeis Membeis at the bottom. Says the Mishnah, Hamuder Hana'a Mechavero. As we continue, what this parak has been about. Remember, this parak has had two major topics. Number one was Ein Bein Hamuder, or the difference between Muder Hana'a Mechavero and Muder Achila. And that was Mishnah number one. And then we went into, if somebody's Mudr Hana, what are the halachas? The relationship between the Mudr and the Madir. That's what we went through, all of the Mishnayos throughout this parak, and we continue also now. Again, the next parak, we'll get into other issues related. Says the Mishnah, Mudr Name Chavero, Lo Yashilenu, Velo Yishal Mimenu. I'm not allowed to borrow from him, and I'm not allowed to give him anything if he wants to borrow. So Gemara will talk about one direction is understandable, right? I can't give him something because he's not allowed to get hanah from me. So by giving him something is giving him hanah. Why should the opposite be true? So that's what the Mishnah says: Lo yashilenu v'lo yishal mimenu, lo yalvenu v'lo yova mimenu. Also by a milveh, a loan, right? The Ran says, but it's clear from many sugyas, the difference between a milveh and, let's say, she'ela is the ba'en. By a milveh, I give money, I lend somebody money, and we know the principle is milveh lehotza nitna. Money is not meant to be returned, that money. I give somebody money, those bills, that money, I'm giving it to him to use. And then he can give back whatever he wants. He doesn't have to give me back those bills. Milveh lehotza nitna. Mashenkei, by a pikadon, by a shomer, whether it's a shoel or a shomer chinam or shomer sachar, whatever it is, I want that item back. He might be able to use it by certain shomrim, but I want the item. That's a pikadon. That's a she'ela. That item is meant to come back to me. That's the difference between she'ela and milva. That's the Ran, the last line in the Ran on the daf. Says the Ran, she'ela shayecha b'midi dehader be'enei. She'ela is shayach by something that goes back ba'en. Right? Whole. Kibbehema v'kelim. Halva shayecha b'midi dehader be'enei. Halva is shayach by something that does not come back ba'en. That's the Ran. Rashi also alludes to this. Not Rashi here, because we don't have Rashi here. Rashi in Sanhedrin, not Beis. First Rashi in all Masechas Sanhedrin. Second Rashi. Rashi says there, we know the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin lists off, the whole Amud is the Mishnah about how many Dayanim are needed for each case. So the Mishnah goes through, Dini Mamadis Bishlosha, Gezelos V'Chavalos Bishlosha. Gezelos V'Chavalos. A much discussed Rashi. What does Gezelos mean there? Kofer bepikadon. If somebody denies having an item, right? You come to me and say, can I have my watch back that you're holding on to me? And I say, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm kofer bepikadon. That has the status of a gazlan, says Rashi. Demisha shalach boyad avi gazlan. Right when I use it, I'm a gazlan. A lot of questions on this Rashi. Kofer bepikadon, the denial itself should be enough to be a gazlan. Rashi throws in another element. He denies it and he used it. So that makes him into a gazlan. Okay, we're not learning Sanhedrin now. But then Rashi says, V'chein, and also, by the way, you know what gzelos also means? Hachotef miyad chaveiro havi gazlan. Also, if you grab something from your friend, that's also a gazlan. Rashi quotes the unusual case of gzela first, and then he quotes the normal case of gzela. Again, not our issue now. Kigon v'yigzol sachanis miyad amitzri. But then Rashi quotes, Avalova v'lo shileim. If I borrowed money, and I did not pay back, and I denied owing you money, so then, lo mikri gazlan. That's not called a gazlan. De milve lohotza nitna. I'm a bad guy, and I still owe you the money. But when am I called a gazlan, halachically, that's only if I have a pikadon, if I have something of yours that I need to return. If I have an chov, if I have an obligation to you, I'm not a gazlan, I just haven't paid you back. I'm holding on to your money inappropriately. Or I'm holding on to an obligation. I'm not fulfilling an obligation. But again, that's the difference between milveh and pikadon. An item and a chov, and that's what the Ron says here as well. The Taz also uses this chilek in a totally different context. The Taz in Tof Nun Dalid, the Taz in Hilchas Pesach, where he discusses the halacha of stolen matzah. Stolen matzah, you're allowed to use stolen matzah. So you're like, oh, stolen matzah, no way. Right, we all learn Mulav HaGazel. Mulav HaGazel is Asr, and stolen matzah is Asr, says the Shulchan Aruch. Interestingly, the Bavli does not talk about stolen matzah. The Ritva makes this Ha'ara, that only the Yerushalmi talks about stolen matzah. The Bavli has very limited cases to Mitzvah Bav Avera. When does the Bavli talk about it? By Lulav? By Karban? Very limited. That's the context in, by Sukkah, right? In, possibly a Sukkah Gzula. And maybe tzitzis, right, in the first parak in Sukkah. Very few times does the Gemara talk about mitzvah b'aveira. By Sukkah and tzitzis, doesn't even talk about mitzvah b'aveira. It just excludes gzula. Does not say mitzvah b'aveira there. Beginning of Lulav HaGazel does. The Ritva limits it. He thinks the Bavli argues on the Rishalmi, and mitzvah b'aveira is limited to mitzvahs that are balaratzos, that are there to meant, all mitzvahs bring you close to Hashem, but mitzvahs that are specifically earmarked for connecting me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like davening, a karban, like a lulav. Lulav is in the context of davening. The Yerushalmi applies mitzvah b'aveira to matzah, right? That to expanded examples. That's the Ritva. But anyway, so the Shulchan Aruch says here in Hilchos Pesach, Ein Adam Yotzei Dechavaso B'matzah Gzula. Can't use stolen matzah. And that's only if a medvar mamurim kisha gaza matzah. That's only if you stole matzah and you want to use it. If I stole flour, or if I stole wheat, and then I made it into matzah, that's okay. Why? Because that's kona bishinui, and then that is not labeled anymore as matzah gzula. That's the Shulchan Aruch, avam gazal chitam okema kvasa o matzah, yotzei ba, shakona bishinui, v'damon levadu chayev lo. I was kona bishinui, and I'm only chayev to pay him back money, says the Taz. Right, on this lashon. So matzah gzula you can't use. Ulefizeh, islam lemeimar, says the Taz. What's the reason for this? He says, l'chara I would say, ki hechi de matzah gzula psula, hachanami matzah she'ula. What's the reason that you can't use matzah gzula? He quotes from the Rush. He says, is it a problem of lachem? Right, there are some sources that indicate that you might need lachem for matzah. It's not usually assumed. Right, v'lachat l'chem b'yam arishon, that's by Sukkis, that's not by matzah. So what's the reason you can't use stolen? Says the Taz. Well, if you're saying it's a l'chem issue, so you should say, just like stolen matzah is possible, hachanami matzah she'ula, dehogabe esrog ki hadadi ninu. By esrog, they're the same. But then the Ron says, no, elo de'eno emes kein, deshaini gabe esrog, dehadar be'ene. When it comes to an esrog, you borrow an esrog, so that's worse. Why? Because you have to give that esrog back. It's like a pikadon. And therefore, when you have it, you can already foresee that it's not yours. And that's why it's a problem of lachem. Al-kena, filo, kozman, shu, biyado, mikri, ena, shalom. Tahavi, sha'ul, ba'alma, biyado. It's sha'ul. It's like a pikadon. Aval, misha, sho'el, matzah, mechavero. Why do you borrow? Sometimes like you, now where you go over to your friend. Oh, can I borrow some salt? You're not really borrowing salt. You're using salt. Can I borrow some milk? Can I borrow some eggs? Oh, that's what we say. We don't really mean that. Aval misha shoal matzah mechaveiro miskaven lochla. V'domim hu shechayev lo hu ba'ado. O matzah acheres nimsa. Or matzah acheres. Or you're giving back a different matzah. Nimsa. Shezu achshav shelo mamish. Elo dechov yesh lo biyado. L'shalim lo. V'domim lo. Here it is. It's similar. The difference between al esrog and matzah can be just like a pikadon and a milveh. Because, can I foresee that this item is going to be going back? Or just an obligation is going to be going back? If I have a pikadon, I'm watching something of somebody's and I use it to get married, not mine. It's not going to work. Milveh, it's my money. I'm going to pay him back, but it's not his money. The kiddish v'amisha devadim kudesh es lo. Most ba'ama yesh lo v'yado kein yirali niyaz daiti diyoti b'matzah she'ula. Right, it's not similar to an esrog. Even in the world of you might need lachem for matzah would be okay, she'ula. Because that's enough yours because you can eat it. You're going to give back something else, unlike the case of esrog. That's what he says. Again, the Taz uses this chilek of Pikadon and Milva in a totally different context. We had Rashi and Sanhedrin, the Taz and Hilchos Pesach, based on the Chiluk that the Ran says right here in Nedarim. Okay, so what did the Mishnah say? If somebody's mudra enough from each other, you can't borrow in each direction, you can't lend in each direction. Last line, velo yimkar, lo, velo yikach mimenu. Also, you can't do business. You can't sell, and you can't buy from them. So let's continue. Says the Gemara, Bishlamo lo yalvenu, to come ahani lay. I understand why you can't give him a loan, because you're being mahana him. Right, you're giving him mana, right? You are benefiting him by giving him money. El lo yilvet heymenu maika mahanile. Why wouldn't you be able to borrow from him? What kind of hana are you giving? Ubish lo lo yilvet heymenu velo yikach heymenu to come as hani mine. It says the Gemara, okay, fine. I could even understand sometimes that you can't borrow or buy from him because there are situations where that might be called hana'a for him. Let's say you borrow money and you give him back, the rush here says, better coins. Coins that are more usable. So, oh, you're being mahanaim, even though you're borrowing money from him, so he's lending you money. But still, when you pay back, you're still giving him anah. The Mefarish here says it. Right, the fourth line on top. De'ozfei ma'os haraos, the kamashalim lay, hech yafos, give him back better money. Right, or what about a sale? What about a sale? If I buy something from him, how am I giving him hana? Mishkachas la to come ishani bizvina derami alape. Remember, we discussed this a couple of days ago. Is there high demand? Is there low demand? Medium demand? If there's a case where he's having trouble selling it, so then if I buy it from him, I'm giving him hana. So by those cases, I could also understand. Back to the Gemara. El lo yish al heimenu, my come ishani minei. But borrowing something from him? Why are you not allowed to do that? I'm giving it back the item. We just spoke about that. By a pikadon, he gives it to you and you're giving it back to him. What kind of hana'ah, what kind of possibility is there? Why, that will be answer. Two answers. Number one, Amar Biosi Rabbi Chanina, Kigon Shanadra Hana'ah Zemizeh. You're right. That line of the Mishnah must be talking about where it is two-directional. Two-directional, meaning you assert from each other, and that's why it is assert. And what's the Chiddush then? The Ran says the Chiddush is that even though it's not really so much benefit because you borrow from him, he borrow from you. It's the pikadon. This is according, well, we discussed this earlier, vitur. Vitur is also b'mudur hana. Meaning just a little bit of things, little hana benefits that people usually are mochel on, that would also be aser. That might be the chiddush of this day. Number one. Number two, Abaya Omar, Gezeira Lishol Mishum Lahashil, Vachain Bakul Hugzeira. Abaya says you don't have to come up with all of the different ukimtis of, oh, I could come up with a case that's Hana, that he's giving him better money. No, says Abaya, simple, Gezeira. If you are usher to benefit from him and he's not usher to benefit from you, you might come to go in the opposite direction, right? You don't want to be a miser. You don't want to take and not give. So you might do it in two directions, and therefore it is aser mishum gzeira. Once we're talking about she'ela, again, this is a bar mitzvah sugya, but we have a little bit of room here to discuss. We know every shomer has something unique about his halacha. Shomer chinam, shomer sachar, shoel. First of all, what's fascinating is that those are separate mitzvos. The Rambam and the chinuch after him count one of the 613. Shomer Chinam is one of the 613. Shomer Sachar is one of the 613. They're all separate mitzvos. Mitzvos aren't only assays. You have to do something. Inyanim, halachos. Halachos are mitzvos. The chinuch, I'll read it from the chinuch. Just like the avos nezikin. Shor, bar, mava, hever. Those are all mitzvos. Separate mitzvos. Again, mitzvah doesn't mean we want to do every mitzvah. Oh, I want to fulfill shor today. I want to fulfill esh. Chas v'shalom. Right, chas v'shalom, I don't want to fulfill the mitzvahs. But a mitzvah is, in every situation of life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us what to do. There's a mitzvah called Toin V'Nitan. That's a mitzvah. Right, I'm claiming, no, in a situation where I have a claim against my friend, and Beis Din has a mitzvah to follow certain guidelines. That's a mitzvah. So here too, the Chinuch counts, mitzvah Nun Zayin, mitzvahs Beis Din Ladun B'Din Shomer Chinam. You wouldn't think that's a mitzvah, but here it is. Ladun b'din shomer chinam. These are all obviously in Mishpatim. Patar, and then he quotes all the halachas of shomer chinam. V'nohekas b'chol makom b'chol zman. U'bezin over ala mitzvah asay. Next mitzvah is toin v'nitan. Then the following mitzvah, mitzvah nun tes. No se sachar v'socher. Next mitzvah. Samach. Mitzvah's bezin ladin b'din shoel. They're all separate mitzvahs. So what we're talking about here is Shoel. Klomar, let's read that one. Adam Shoel mechaber or shum chayfetz obehema. Someone who borrows something from their friend. V'hasha'alahi below schar klau. It's not for money, because that would be socher. Elosh and nischaseidimo. Lasos lo tova lo. Lasos lo tovazu. He was nischased. He was pious. He's giving him and doing him a favor. V'acharkach enofa machlokes b'neim al adavar. Shenadun b'neim hadin. That we should follow the din as it says in the Torah. Right? That's a separate mitzvah. Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, and Sochar is included in Shomer Sachar, and Shoel. And everything related, the Chinuch discusses in these. There are uniquenesses regarding every Shomer. Right? Some of them are Mefurish, some of them are not. Shomer Chinam, we know, is in the extreme. Shomer Chinam is Pater from everything. Pater from Geneva Veda, Pater from obviously Ones. The question is Pshia. So Pshia, Hashem Mechinim is Chayavin. And the question is, why is that? Obviously, every Shomer is, but the uniqueness of Shomer Chinam is Pshia. There is a very famous formulation of the Rambam. We'll make it famous right now. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Chiris in Perek Beis. But we've quoted this, but we haven't really quoted the Shach on this. Let's quote the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel of Chiris, his issue is, we know that there are certain exceptions to Shmirah. We know the Gemara Darshan's based on Sukkim, that you never swear about certain items. Avadim, Shtaros, and Karkos. They're excluded from everything. They're excluded from Onah, they're excluded from Shvua. Meaning, if we have an argument about an Eved, that was I was guarding your Eved, I was guarding your Karka, the halachas of Shmira don't apply. There's no Shvua when it comes to Avadim, Shtaros, and Karkos. That's the Gemara. The Rambam then comes along and says there's a limit. You're right. There's no Shvua on Avadim, Shtaros, and Karkos. But not by Pshia. Because Pshia is a different category. Says the Rambam, Yirali. Whenever the Rambam says Yirali, our ears have to open up and realize that he's saying something on his own here, not based on earlier sources. Shim Pasha, a Shomer, Bavadim, V'chayotzi Bohem, Chayav, Chayav L'shalem. A Shomer has a Chiyuv if he's Poshaya. Even by Avadim, Mishtaros, V'karkos. She'eno Padre, Bavadim, V'karkos, Mishtaros, Elami, Din, Gneva, V'aveda, V'hamisa, V'chayotzi Bohem. If a Shomer Chinam is guarding metaltalin, guarding items, and it's stolen, I swear that it was stolen on Pater. And by these three, you're Pater from Mishvua. If an Eved is stolen on Pater. If I'm poshe, if I'm negligent by an Eved, so then I'm chayiv to pay. Even though usually Pshia does not translate into a chiyuv. Let's say I leave, I don't have no relationship with you, I go and I leave your backyard door open. And then your animal that was in the backyard goes out. So I was negligent, I did something. Do I have to pay for that? That's not hezek b'yadayim. But if you're a shomer, so that's different. Why? Here's the Rambam's lashon, avo pasha chayav l'shalim, shakala posheya maziku. If a shomer is posheya, he is considered a mazik. And a mazik is chayev even for shtaros and avadim and karkos. Vein hefresh bein din mazik karka la din mazik metaltalin. And then the Rambam adds, doesn't say this too often, vidin emes huzel mivinim ubo ra'uy ladun. This is a true din for those who really understand the halacha. And you should really follow this halacha. V'chein hor rabosai. That's pretty emphatic. The Rambam has that in Hilchas Chiris, Perek Beis Halacha Dalet. This is a Perek Gimel. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch has two opinions about this, because many other Rishonim, the Ravid right there, says, asks on the Rabbah, the Gemara never says such a thing. The Gemara never says there's an exception to the rule of swearing on Avadim, Shtaros, and Karkos. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Halva, in Simon Samachva, the Shulchan Aruch quotes two deis here. He quotes, Yesh Omrim, Patam Milashalem, V'yesh V'chayvim Bipshia. So our Rishonim he ikur, the Beturim, the Rama likes the first day, and not like the Rambam. So if you look in the Shach, classic Shach. The Shach was had his own unique style, very lengthy, that's first of all. But the Shach, when he wants to say that he believes in a Shita, he'll take all the people that argue on him and say, that's one Shita. Then he'll quote all the people that agree with him. And then he'll understand all the people that argue with him and say, they really agree with me. And he'll re-understand everything, and then Shalom HaYisrael, everybody agrees with the Shach. So this is a classic Shach. The Shach says that Be'emes kein das harbi poskim ma'od. There are many poskim that argue with this Rambam. Uveprat harosh b'tshuva, kasef she'in lifsok harambam, elakat tosfas, v'gam ha'beis Yosef. But then he says, aval ma'ese, shalafiani is daiti, divrei harambam ikar. What could I do? I think the Rambam is right. And umuchrochim b'shas v'rayos tosfas u'poskim she'esigo olav l'chin. That's at the enum rayos. And he goes through every single raya that Bali Tosfos, and the Ravid. The Ravid has two kashas there. There's Reb Chaim, we're not going to do now. But then he quotes, I think the Rambam is correct. And first he goes through each one and knocks out their rayas. And then he goes through his own rayas. And he says, Pshita. He says, Poshe is Kamazik. And he goes through the proofs that he thinks from the Gemara. And then he quotes, Pshita, She'ini Kamadas Rambam Shopeh to Shopeh Poshe Mazik Mamish, Ela Kamo Mazik. It's enough Mazik to be Chayiv in, even by Avadim Shtaros and Karkos. Again, a very, important shach that he goes through in this sugya, but that's Shomar Chinam, the uniqueness of Shomar Chinam. The other uniqueness that we have of Shoel, the other extreme, we know the Shoel is Chayim and everything, except for one case. Actually, two cases, but one is called Pshia Bailov Imo. Bailov Imo, the owner is also there. That is one of the ultimate Xeros HaKosovs, Pashtus. Why should, just because I borrowed something from you, just because you happen to be there, and something happens, I'm Potter. Why am I putter? Because you're standing there. I'm chayiv, in all other, even in Odes. You happen to be standing there. You happen to be working for me. If you're working for me, but so what? I own it now. So, most Rishonim assume it's Xeris HaKasav. There is a Ralbag on Mishpatim, who says, the lundus is that you can't wear two hats at the same time. If he's working for you, so then, Mimela, but he's there, he's the owner. But if he's the owner, then he can't be working for you. So he can't wear two hats. If he's Mamish the owner and you're the Shoel and he's the Mashil, then even though he's working for you, he can't wear two hats, and therefore you're going to be Pater in that case. Okay, but that's Baalav Ima. Let's continue now with the next Mishnah. But a little Bamitsia here in Adar. Says the Mishnah, Amar lo ashileni paraska. Somebody says to another person, can I please borrow your cow? Amar lo enia panuya. Sorry, it's not free. My cow is busy now. Amar, and the man answers, Machlokas Rishonim. Is the following statement said out of anger, or is it said out of trust me? So let's read what it says. Omar, Konim Sadaish Ani Charesh Bala Olam, my field, you make a konam, I make a ned there, that I will never plow my field with this cow. That's what he says. So what is he trying to say? So some say, the Mefarish here, the Ran says, he was angry. He said, can I borrow your cow? He said, no. He says, oh yeah? I will never take your cow. That's it. We're finished. Right? That's one way you can understand it. He's making a neder that, you know, he never wants to take his cow. The Me'iri says here that, no, it's just derech haftacha. He thinks the owner is nervous that I'm going to take the cow and I'm going to plow with it and I'm going to use it inappropriately and you think that it's going to be, it's going to hurt your cow. No. I make a neder. I'm never going to use your cow for plowing. Maybe I'll use it for other less difficult chores, but I'm never going to use it for plowing. Don't worry about it. It's a machlokas. Machlokas, whether it's derech haftacha, that's the language of the Meiri here, or it is like the Ran and the Mefarish say it's derech kaas. Let's continue the line, and then we'll talk a little bit about that. So, what happens if the next day he comes back and says, you know what, now it's free. Now you can use the cow. So now what? But he made a konam. He made a neder that he's not going to be use the cow. So im hayadar kolach rosh. So if this person that made the neder, if he usually plows his own field, so when he asers plowing, mistami he meant himself. So therefore, who aser v'chalad de mutarim? He can't use the cow to plow, but other people can use it. Right? He must have only meant himself. But v'im ain't dar kolach rosh. But if this guy never plows himself. He always has other people plow for him, so then who? V'chala adam asur, and then everybody's asur. He can't do it because he never plows, but he must have meant people who usually plow for him, and therefore there is an umdina, there is a halachic assumption that this is what he meant, and therefore that's what we would trust. Would we be able to go ask him what he meant? Would we be able to go ask him? That's the Mishnah we had earlier, back at Daf Yud Ches. If you remember, we had Stam Nedarim Lahachmir, Pirusham Lahakel. So maybe if he explains himself right away, he said, no, I only meant them, I only meant me, other people are mutter, so maybe we would believe him. But the simple, if we don't know, so this would be the halacha. Good. We spoke about kaas a lot on earlier. We had a whole amud about kaas, if you remember, on Daf Chaf Beis, where we spoke about Kol Mini Gehenim Sholtim Bo, on Chaf Beis of an Aleph, we spoke about the Rambam's letter and the stipler on Va'era by the frogs. Just to add in one more, which is connected to really to this Mishnah. This Mishnah is really about not just Kaas, but kas regarding interpersonal relationships where I want to borrow something and you say no way, and I say, oh yeah? So it kind of reminds us of the Rashi in Kedoshim by Nekama and Netira. Right? When the Nekama, we say, is when somebody doesn't lend me something, so I don't lend them back. That's their other, oh yeah? Well, I'm not going to lend you. Here the reaction is just like, okay, forget it. It's finished between us. And the Netira is the opposite, where the Chazal tell us, where somebody doesn't lend me a knife, and the next day he asks me for a knife, and I say, yeah, I'm going to lend you because I'm not like you. I'm better than you. That's also in Isser. That's Nekama and Netira. Right? The Isurim in Sefer Vayikra, in Parshas Kedoshim, right? Two separate Isurim. Two separate, he's talking about Sefer HaMitzvahs, right? Nekama Shalom Linkom is Reish Mem Aleph in the Chinuch, and Reish Mem Beis is Shalom Lintar. We've quoted in the past the beautiful thought of the Chinuch, the message of the Isser, of Nekama, says the Chinuch, it's very hard, right? Revenge is sweet. It's very hard not to take revenge. Somebody wrongs me, I want to wrong them. So what can we think about to try to make it easier for us to fulfill this Isser? Right, this guy in our Mishnah, right, he had a tough time. Right, the guy said it's not free. It was free the next day, but he was upset about it. So what does the Chinuch say? Shmishar she mitzvah sheyeda ha'adam yitein elibo ki kol asher yikra'ehu mitov ad ra husiba shetavo alav meis Hashem barachu. As the Chinuch says, in life, we are not only subjects, we are objects. Right, we have bechira chavshes to in every case, but there's so much out of our control, and we have to believe, says the Chinuch, that whatever happens to us was meant to happen, and the other person was a tool, was a kli of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, he has free choice to punch me in the face, but me as an object, it was meant to happen. Hashem will take care of him. He had free choice. But I have to have that ability. Umiyad ha'adam, miyad ish achiv, lo yia davar bilti ratzon Hashem barachu. I was supposed to just miss the train. I was supposed to get there right. We always say, oh, why couldn't I get there 5 minutes after it left? I had to get there right after it left. It was meant to happen. Right, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al kei kashi yitzareyu, o yach iveyu adam. When somebody bothers me, yeida v'nafsho, ki avonosav garmu, v'Hashem yisbar gazra labakach, v'lo yashis machshavosav l'nkomi menu. Right, it's just a tool. Ki hu eno sibas ra'ato, ki ha'avonu amasabev. L'mais, it's still very hard, but we have to try to have that attitude. Right, and one of my Rebbeim once said, if you think about the end of Sefer Bereishis, Yosef taught us this. Right, what does Yosef tell the brothers? The brothers are nervous. He's going to do something. Yosef says, don't worry about it. Hashem sent me here to take care of you. What did Yosef just do? He whitewashed the whole thing? Well, you sold me, but you didn't do anything wrong. It's all Hashem. No. Yosef is saying, from my perspective, I'm as an object, I was meant to be sold. And it was all meant to happen. I'm not going to take revenge against you. You as subjects, Hashem's going to take care of you. Don't worry about it. Mechiras Yosef was obviously a chait, right? We're still paying for it out of Yom Hazeh. So there's a difference between subject and object in terms of nekamas. So that's this Mishnah here, when we talk about when the other person is upset that he didn't lend him the cow. Next, Hamudra Ana Bechaver Vein Lo Mayochal. We had this earlier, right? Hamudra Ana Bechaver. Hamudra Ana. The problem is, you don't have anything to eat. You have nothing to eat, and I want to help you out. And you were Mudra Ana. Hold it, and I guess we can't find any Pesach and Charata at this point. So Helech Eitzel Chen Vani. I could go to a storekeeper, and the Ritva add in Haragil Etzlo. One that knows you, one that you're friendly with, which is the big chiddush, because you still say the storekeeper is not your shliach, right? Even though you know what he's going to understand. So holy chayz al chayn vani va'omer, and you say ish ploni no der muder mimiani ana. So and so, I'm not allowed to give benefit to ve'ini odeh ma'es, and I have no idea what to do for him. He's starving, and I have no idea what to do for him. So the storekeeper gets the idea. What to do, but who knows saying though, and he goes and gives him food, and he comes to you and you pay him back. He realizes that's what you want to do, and that's what he does. And that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is second wide line in the Ran, Rabusa Kamashvalan. The Chiddush is the Afal Gav, the Rugil at Slow, even though he's always there, this is his Makolet, Umakifo Tadir, and he always extends him credit, Lo Amrinan Shlichuse Kavid. We don't say here that the Chenvani is acting as a shliach of the madir, and you can still give out, and we still say it's mutter to give ana. V'kol shekein shem lo amar la adam yuchad, and surely, obviously, the Ran adds, if you don't go over to anybody in particular, ela da amar kol hazan eino mafsid. Shari, you just say whoever feeds this guy is not going to lose anything, implying that he's going to pay him back. But you don't say it to anybody in particular, then for sure it would work. Says the Ran, that's even less. So that is the case. The storekeeper goes and then can come back and get paid back from you. The Ran also adds here, it doesn't mean that you have to pay him. You don't have to pay him here. He's not your shliach. If you want to pay him, you can pay him. If you're a good guy, that's what you're trying to get across. So-and-so is starving and he needs money and he needs food. So when it says, Bavanota Mizeh, the Ran says, Imratza Ka'amar, if he wants to get paid back. Similar cases, back to the Mishnah. Hayabeso livnos, the guy needs to build a house. Gedro ligdar, he needs to put up a fence. So deolixar, he needs to cut a field, the holach, and he has nobody, holach, etzel hapalim. He go to workers, v'omer, ishploni mudr mimeni ana, so-and-so is mudr hana for me, v'yeni odei ama'ase, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. V'enos animo, so they could go and work, do the work, u'ba'in v'notlan schar mizeh, and they could come back and get paid for the work from this guy, if he wants to. Fine. What about if there's no other person there? People are walking on the way. Two people. One is with her enough from the other one, and one of them doesn't have anything to eat. So, no saying, la echan mishum matana, v'halo muterba. So the best thing to do is if there's somebody else involved. If there's a middle person, if there's three people walking, so you could give it a gift to so-and-so, to the middle guy, and then he'll give it to the other person. Im eini mahem acher. Let's see, there's only two people there. There's only two people walking. One of them is Udur Hana. Right? So if there's only one canteen, so we know that from the other Gemara, Chayecha Kodman. But we're not talking about that here. We're talking about there's enough food, but I'm just Udur Hana from you. So im eini mahem acher, meiniach al hasela o al agader. I could just put it down on a rock. I could be mafkir it. Va'omer harehein mufkarim l'kol mishiachbots. I can be mafkir it to whoever wants. Vahalo no tel va'ochel. And then the other person can pick it up and say, wow, look what I found. Look what I found on the rock. You know, great news. And he could go and eat it. V'Reb Yossi oser. Reb Yossi argues on that last case. Reb Yossi says that last case doesn't work. Can't put it on the rock. You want somebody in between? That's fine. That would work because that belongs to someone else in between. It's a real matana. But in terms of putting it on the rock, that hefker does not work, says the Gemara. Machlokes. Question is, why doesn't it work? Why doesn't it work? So there are two options. Is this a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? Why does Reb Yossi argue on the case? We know there's a concept called hefker. You can be mafker something. So is it a machlokas on the level of d'oraisa? And therefore, this is a fundamental machlokas about hefker? How hefker works? The mechanism of hefker? Or no? This is the machlokas about hefker. It's some gzeira d'rabbanan. So as we will see, the Gemara is first going to try to say it is a machlokas on the level of d'oraisa. A fundamental machlokas about hefker, and then the Gemara at the end is going to be stuck and is going to have to say, no, it's a derabanan. Right, really? Everybody agrees what hefker is, daraisa, but it's a derabanan. So, let's see. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan says, what is the reason for Rabbi Yossi? First option, that this is a fundamental shita of Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Yossi, kasavar hefker kematana. Rabbi Yossi holds hefker is like a gift. What does that mean? It works the same way as a gift. Ma matana da'asya mi rishus nosin l'rishus makabel. Just like a gift is not out of my rishus until it goes into your rishus. That's how a gift works. There's no limbo middle area by a nosin and a makabel. Av hefker ad da'asya l'rishus zocha. So too hefker. Until someone picks it up, it's still connected to me, says Rav Yossi. An unbelievable shita. That's how hefker works, really? And hefker is good enough. Let's say there's a mitzvah of bi or peir shmita. What's bi or peir shmita? When it's no longer available to the animals in the field, I have to do something. So the Rambam says you have to destroy it, but we don't pass it like that. We pass it like the Ramban. You put it outside. So putting it outside, that's enough. And what about bitul chametz? According to the Rishonim, they say bitul is hefker. So does this work according to Rav Yossi? But it's still connected to me. Adasim shuzocheh. So hefker is good enough. It's very challenging to understand this. Where do we have such a concept? We don't really have it by hefker. We have it by yeyush. There are some achronim, and even based on the Rishonim, that describe what is the relationship between yeyush and hefker. What's yeyush? I give up. I give up hope from getting back a lost item. Yeyush. So in the sugya of yeyush in Baba Kama, the achronim discuss what is the relationship between yeyush and hefker. What's the relationship? So the Nesivis and the Ksos, other Achronim say, well, Yeish is somewhat of a hefker, but until somebody else picks it up, it's still yours. So the language that Rabbi Yossi uses here to explain hefker, that's what Achronim use by Yeish. Because Yesh is not exactly Hefker, right? The great Lashon of Tosfos in Baba Kama, he doesn't tell us what Yesh is, he tells us what Yesh is not. Samach Vav ben Aleph, Tosfos says, Yesh eino kehefker gamur. It's not like Hefker. So what is it? Doesn't really say what it is. He just explains it's not Hefker. And he says it's not like the Rashi and Kitten, who sounds like that Yesh is Hefker. So this language that Rabbi Yossi uses for Hefker, we have by Yesh. So let's continue. Masiv Rav Abba v'halanot el yochel Rav Yossi Yoser. So what did the last line of a Mishnah say? That the Tanakama holds that if you put it down on a rock in between, the guy can pick it up, and Rav Yossi says not. But I'm Rav Yossi. But then we have a Brisa that adds on a line. A Masai, when do we say Rav Yossi? This is a machlokas. Bizman shenadro called them lahefkero, where the Mudra Hanah took place before the Hefker. I'm Mudra Hanah, then I try to be Mafker. That doesn't work, according to Rav Yossi. Aval, but im haya hefkero kodem lenidro. But what if I'm mafkir it and then I'm mudr hana from you? Vahare zem mutter. Even Rabbi Yossi say that's allowed. If I put it on the rock and then I'm mudr hana from you. But one second, if it's still connected to me until someone else picks it up, then when I make the neder, then my neder should include that. V'amr da'ad da'asi l'rishu zoche, ma'li nidro kodem efkero, ma'li efkero kodem l'nidro. If it's still connected to me, it's still within my purview of assets until someone else picks it up, so while it's still on the rock, it's still connected to me. So once I make the neder, what's on the rock should still be aser. Why should there be any difference for a biosi? So the Gemara answers, humosiv lav umashani lav. Right, he asked the question. Rabbi asked the question and gave the answer. Kol anoder ein daito amasha hifker. By nedarim, you always have a wild card. As we've said a number of times already, nedarim don't always have to fit into kol atar kula definitions. Because you always add, it goes by whatever a person's thinking. Kol anoder al das, al daito noder, lashon b'nei adam. We have all these lashonos. So here too, even though it's connected to him, he was mafkered already. So we assume that his das is not to have that in mind, what he was already mafkir. Okay, so that so far salvages Rabbi Yochanan. We're still think Rabbi Yochanan is possible before we reject it. Even more, the Yerushalmi in Maseches Peah asks, what is the source for the concept of hefker? What's the source for hefker? How do we know something is hefker that works? The source is Shemitah. That's the source. The Yerushalmi says in Peah, Vashviyas Tishmetenu Natashta, just like Shemitah is Hefker, so too there is a concept that you are able to be Mafkir. So the Achronim ask, according to Rabbi Yossi, how does that work? Shemitah is not connected to you until somebody else picks it up. Ask the Achronim, the Nidvei Zeruzin here, ask, Matama Sher Rabbi Yossi, Shehefker, Nilma Mishviyas, Shonehu Begether Shela Hefker, Shalazim Yershusa, Jezacha Ba'acher. So that's somewhat of a problem. To say that Shemitah is the rule, if according to Rabbi Yossi, it is not exactly true by regular Hefker. And the Achronim suggest that Shemitah is a different type of Hefker. Even though it's the source, it's a different type of Hefker, right? It's not something that happens by you, it happens by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a mitzvah to do. That's a big discussion. Again, we don't have time to get into it. Maybe tomorrow we'll get into a lot of more of Inyanei Hefker, we'll get into all the discussions of the Achronim of Hefker, but we'll talk about the Yerushalmi more. Let's just do a little three more lines. Masiv Rava. Rava asks another kasha. On the Shita, on the understanding of Rabbi Yossi, that it's a din to Oraisa, and until it leaves Yerushus, it is still connected to you. The following. Miktsasan l'rishon v'kulon l'sheni. What are we talking about here? We're talking about a matanas shchiv meira. We know if somebody is on their deathbed, and they command to give a gift, so there is two halachos that apply there. Takanos. Number one is you don't need a kinyan. Because we're worried about Tiruf Hadas. We're worried that if we don't fulfill his words, then he might die sooner. So that's why we allow, even though no kinyan is done, we allow to act based on just what he said, based on his sivoy. That's a matana shchiv meira. Number one. Number two, if we really assume it is a matana shchiv meira, then if he gets better and he gets up from his choli, then the whole thing is null and void, and he gets back what he wanted to give. Because he only gave it clear because he thought he was going to die. But if he doesn't die, then he wants to get it back. Fine. So, says the Rava, Miksas on the Risho, what happens if somebody on their deathbed gives some of their property to one person, the Kulan Lashani, and then gives everything to a second person? So what's the halacha? And then he gets better. So what's the halacha? Rishon Kana. The first one The person who gave some of his stuff to keeps it. Why? Because the fact that he only gave some of his stuff means that, you know, it's not a manashchimira. Manashchimira means he'll give away everything. He thinks he's going to die. If he only gave away some, so that sticks. Even though he got better, doesn't come back. Sheni lokana. The second one is, the second one, he gave away all of his property, is not kona, because that's a matanashchimira. But wait a minute. What did we say before? That Rabbi Yossi, in the case earlier, we just said that Rabbi Yossi would say that if somebody is noder, he does not have in mind what he was already mafkir, but here, explains the Ran, when he gives everything away, it must be that he had in mind what he already gave away. Why? Because the Gemara says, the Quran quotes in Baba Basra, what happened if somebody on their deathbed gave away half their possessions to Reuven and then the other half to Shimon? So the Gemara says, if he had both of this in mind, right, they're both not Nashchimiras, because he wanted to give it to two people. He was giving everything away in two stages. So therefore, in that case, both what he gave to Reuven and to Shimon would be Choserbo if he gets better. But what does the Brisa here say? He says, the first one sticks. What do you mean the first one sticks? If the first one sticks, maybe this is what he had in mind to do in the always. So the first one should also be Choserbo. It must be not. It must be when he gave the first one, he had nothing in mind later to give anything else away. And by the second one, he had in mind to give everything away, even what he gave away earlier. And you see, though, that the first one sticks, meaning it's against what we just said up above. We just said in the answer that Rabbi Abba gave, when somebody is known there, he does not have in mind what he was mafkir earlier, and here we're saying that he does have in mind. If you look, not in the Ran, a little bit in the Ran, but I'll read it from Tosfos. Tosfos says, if you look in the fifth or sixth wide line of Tosfos, Ela al karkach ratza lomar, af mashe nasan l'rishon, v'nimwa chave, alma daito al mashe nasan, hachanami neima daito al mashe hifkir. We're comparing, once you do a stage two transaction, do you have in mind the earlier component of what you did, and it sounds like you do, and therefore we would be back to the original question on Rav Yossi of the chiluk of no der kodem shehifkir and la'achar shehifkir. So Gemara ends up, and we'll finish with this today. Ela amar Rava, hainu taima de Rav Yossi. This is the reason for Rav Yossi. Again, what's the machlokas? Remember the case where you put something on the rock, the person who's mudra on up pick it up from you. On a deraisa level, Rav Yossi would say that's fine. Rabbi Yossi is gozer. Gzeira mishun matanas beis choron. Gzeira mishun, the gift of beis choron. What is the gift of beis choron? So that will happen 5 days from now. Mem ches amid beis. The end of the fifth parak. We have the case of the father and the son. The father and the son, one is mudur hana from each other. So what happens? The father wants to go to the wedding. So how does he go to the wedding? So he gives something to someone else in between in order to supply for the son. He says, here's a house to supply for the son for the wedding. And the middleman says, oh yeah, you're giving this to me only to get out of your nether? I'm makdashit l'shamayim. So the question is he allowed to be makdashit? The father only gave it to him to use for the wedding. But it only works to get out of mudur hana if it's really his. So he did whatever he wants with it. Basically, matanas beis choron is code word ha'arama. Ha'arama. Trying to be marim and getting out and using a halachic loophole. So that's what the Gemara says here according to Rava. Rabbi Yossi says you're using a halachic loophole by being able just to put it on the rock and picking it up. That's a derabanan, and that's why Rabbi Yossi does not agree, not because of something fundamentally different regarding hefker. Again, the concept of harama is a large one. It applies in many areas. Harama, you always have to look at the motivation and the mechanism by every harama. There's a difference between, okay, you might say that something, you shouldn't have done it, the motivation, but halachically, does it work? The mechanism. So that comes up by Mechiras Chametz, that comes up by Prusbol, that comes up by Heter Iska, that comes up by, the Gemara talks about Marim Al Tuaso. Somebody is marim and the Gemara, bring your grain into your house when it still has the husks on. It has to do with a Levi being makdim b'shibalim, Levi taking my sarisha before the chiyuv of Trumas and Maisers kick in. Marim comes up a lot. Just one line of the Russian Shabbos, which captures all of this discussion. Should I bring the Rush here? The Rush says, I'll just say it. The Rush says, lav kol ha'aramos shavos. That's what the Rush says in Shabbos. And that is, you can't compare all haramos to each other. Sometimes the Gemara encourages haramos, right? You want to salt the skin of the animal on yantif, and you don't know what to do, so you could put some salt on your meat and put the skin underneath, and some salt will go on the skin. We find haramos that are encouraged. We find some haramos that are discouraged, and we find some haramos that just exist. So there's a big discussion, but here the Gemara says the reason that Rabbi Yossi does not allow it, because he thinks this is a type of harama which would not be allowed. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today's shiur was L'Refuah Shleima, Malka Golda Bas Udol, B'Tok Shar Chol Yisrael. Her procedure should go well, B'Tok Shar Chol Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here.